Martian dog had been invited for tea by dwarf spirits, Glog the dead Martian Dalmatian, and Petunia the dead mutt.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Dead Martian Dog, you must be proud of your son, Glorf.
Proud, yes.
Or daughter. Boy, Glorf, your parents are sure boring.
Oh, Space Commander Wack, that's not polite.
No wonder they call you Stubilary, Stubilary. I'm just telling it like it is. We've been here for hours, and these dogs haven't said a word or done any charades or anything. No freedom.
But Space Commander Wack,
they're rotten hosts, Stubilary, and I've never been more insulted in my life.
Oh, yes, you have. That time your mother came over.
I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Glorf. Space Commander Wack's really a wonderful, considerate person. He must have received a secret message from headquarters, that's it. And he couldn't tell you what it was, and... What was that?
You rotten, dead Martian host, you hear me?
Space Commander Wack, what are you doing?
I'll teach you a thing or two about etiquette.
But Space Commander Wack...
So, Space Commander Wack raises such a commotion and destroys so much dead Martian property that the dead Martian SWAT team is called, and the dead Martian police arrest Space Commander Wack. But due to a bureaucratic error, he is brought to trial before a dead Martian divorce court.
Your Honor, on behalf of my client, I wish to approach the bench.
No wonder they call you Stubilary, Stubilary. You can't
Don't say anything about approaching the bench, Space Commander Wack. It'd be a lousy pun to say the bench.
But I was going to say, you know...
I just want to talk to the dead Martian divorce judge. That's what that means.
You know, Stubilary, this episode is real full of dead Martian this's and dead Martian that's's. I think I've about had enough of it.
But, Space Commander Wack, you have to hand it to us for remaining somewhat tasteful with so much opportunity to delve into morbidity, you know.
You're right, Stubilary. The humor could become real black and tasteless if we were so inclined.
But we're not, are we, Space Commander Wack?
Nope.
No. So now I can plead your case, right? Huh, Space Commander, can I?
Wait a minute. Here's one. A dead Martian nurse walks into the hospital room.
For my first witness... I wish to call Glorf.
Oh, a hung jury. Look, Stubilary.
The dead Martian dog. State your name. Glorf, state your name. Where were you on the night of Chronolo 32nd?
I object.
You can't object. Only I can object. You're just a client.
I can do anything I want. I'm Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Glorf, do you know the accused? Glorf? Glorf, say, how about the judge? You know the judge?
He's
the
no
bailiff?
Stupid.
Glorf? Hello, Glorf, come on. Say something, Glorf. Come on.
Wait, please. Stop. I can't take it anymore. I confess I did it.
Space Commander Wack.
I've always wanted to do that, Stubilary.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Pretty lucky, Space Commander Wack. The only sentence they have on this planet is to sit in jail for the rest of your death.
But I'm not dead, Stubilary.
And you're free. See? It's more fun than jumping bail, isn't it?
Well, let's call a dead Martian taxi and